foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today from London on this day, the 6th of April 2013. We are saying good evening, good morning, good night, good day, wherever you are in the world, because we recognize that there are different time zones all over the world, and Radio Biafra is received everywhere. Once again, we're welcoming you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We're reaching you today live from London. I'm joined by Nwada Manachi Okpara, who will be reading out the news today, and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who was sadly indisposed yesterday and weren't able to join us. We also hope that at some point in the future that Uche Mefo will be able to join us. If you're joining us for the very first time, especially those from Ndi Igbo page, we are welcoming you. That this is Radio Biafra. This is the only place on this planet where you can speak your mind. This is the only platform when somebody speaks from Chicago, somebody in Tokyo will be able to hear him or her. This is the only place where somebody can speak from Argentina, somebody in Russia will be able to hear the person. This is the only truly global network anywhere in the world, uniting Biafran people, uniting Igbo people, connecting Igbos to Ibibio people, Ibibio to Ijaw people, Ijaw to Ishekiri, to Anang people, to everybody that make up the wonderful family called Biafra, because we are diverse, but we share one heritage, one ancestry, one common culture, and one lineage. That is why we are one. The languages may differ, but we are all one. It is derived from the same Niger-Congo family. If you're joining us, we're welcoming you. Please, that this is the only place where you can speak your mind, where you can freely express what you have in mind, what you want to say. And once again, if this is the very first time that you're joining us, please tell your friends, tell your family. Do not be afraid. We are still experiencing some difficulties with people who are terrified, people who are scared to come up and to be able to say that they are Biafrans. We don't like that. We don't encourage that. We want people to come out bravely to say that they are Biafrans, so that should anything happen, we know how to begin to defend them. We are not afraid. There is no jail in the country called Nigeria that can house 45 million people. There is no prison that can do that. That is our number. Some people dispute that, but that is a very conservative estimate. Please do not be afraid that this is Biafra. Biafra is your heritage, is your homeland. It existed before Nigeria ever did, so there is nothing to be afraid of. This is Radio Biafra. You're receiving on this evening from www.radiobiafra.co. Again, it's www.radiobiafra.co. Text that to your friends, inbox them, email them, send it via BlackBerry phone. Tell them that you're listening to Radio Biafra for them to come and experience the wonderful thing that you're experiencing as well, because this is where we bring people good news. Good news in the sense that we are championing for our freedom. We are going to leave the diseased, decaying place called Nigeria onto a new home, onto a new place, onto the place that the good Lord himself gave to our ancestors many, many centuries ago, that was cruelly taken away from us and incorporated into the Hausa Islamic Caliphate called Nigeria, the zoological garden called Nigeria. Not even a garden, the zoological republic, zoological desert called Nigeria. Desert in the sense that the entire place is bereft of any idea. It is bereft of any fortune. It is bereft of any consideration for human life, and is bereft of any direction. That is where we want to be on our own, to worship God the way it was intended from time immemorial. Once again, wherever you are on this planet, do not be shy, do not be afraid. This is your platform. Speak your mind. We don't cut people off. Anything you have to say, even if you have a counter opinion, you are welcome to air it on Radio Biafra. Before we proceed this evening, let me go to Nwadam Rachobrat to at least say hello to you before we proceed. Amachi, please say hello to our wonderful listeners listening all over the world, please.
Our listeners all over the world, fellow Biafrans, our supporters, those that say have doubts in their mind concerning Radio Biafra and the realization of Biafra, welcome you to the program as we continue to deliberate on the issues facing our people in the so-called country called Nigeria.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. They're all welcome. That is, I think that will make a lot of people happy to see that Nwadam Rachobrat is back to form. She's married. We must hasten to add. We are welcoming her once again. She was with us yesterday, and it's a good thing to have her again today. Princess FM will join us again tomorrow. That's what we said. We are working. Amrachi just came back from work. Is that correct?
Yes. Not quite long, actually.
Not quite long, yes. We work during the day and we serve Biafra at night. It's not because we have anything to hide. We serve, it's because that is the only time we can realistically bring you the program. If we have sufficient support to be able to employ people full-time, we'll bring you Radio Biafra 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, we will bring you Radio Biafra every blessed day, every blessed morning, noon, and night. We are making a lot of effort. We are moving ahead. We are forging ahead. We are not relenting. Let nobody be in doubt as to what we are capable of accomplishing. We are Biafran people. Anything we set our hearts to, we are going to be able to accomplish that. That is how God made us. That is why our enemies are afraid. That is why they don't want us to unite. This evening, our program is packed. We have a lot of people from all over the place we're going to be talking to this evening, especially the creator and the founder of Ndibo Page herself. The lady will introduce herself when she comes on air. We are welcoming all the listeners. We are very, very grateful for the work that Ndibo Page is doing, the work that Igboist is doing, and also the work that Bubu also is doing in order to make sure that the message that Radio Biafra is carrying gets to every corner of the earth, that it gets to Biafrans where it is most needed. You know the number to call. It is on your screen. Please go up. You will see where it says live on the green button. It's on your phone, is on your laptop, is on your iPad, is on your Android phone, is on your on any internet-enabled device with which you can receive Radio Biafra on. It is there on the top right-hand corner. You can also get Radio Biafra on your iPods as well, please, and any other MP3 player that is internet-enabled. Go to the top right-hand corner. You will see the Skype, which is Radio Biafra. Add us to your list. Get your friends to add Radio Biafra to their list. Call Radio Biafra in, I'm saying, about 35 minutes time, because we need to speak to a lot of people this evening. We need to encourage our women to come out. We need to anchor this struggle upon our women, because 3 times in the history of our people, our women have come out to defend our men. In 1923, the Oghi riots. In 1929, the Aba women's riots. And also in 1949, the coal riots at Enugu. Our women were at the forefront, championing and fighting to protect the honor and dignity of their men. We want our women to come out, and hopefully they should be able to answer our call this evening. They did so yesterday very gallantly, all the way from Italy to Canada. You all came out yesterday to respond, and our sister also from Chicago, and one from California. We welcome all of you. We want our women to be at the forefront of this struggle. I, for one, will be willing to sit back and allow women to lead the struggle for Biafra, because believe you me, once they are there, within a matter of months, we are packing away from Nigeria. Thank you very much for joining us for the very first time. On Nnamdi Kanu, I'm here with Nwadam Rachobrat to present this program to you, and hopefully to be joined by Dr. Egemba very, very shortly. shortly, Uche Mefo, also at the controls, may be able to join us at some point during the proceedings. Please, Madam Marachopra, can you give us the headlines today and also proceed to give us the news summary as well, please?
Okay, the headlines we have are quite numerous, and I'll start with the first one that says Nigeria bleeds from an urge of weekend killings from north to south. Today we chronicle the festival of death in Nigeria over the weekend. Please, we advise that you follow the events very carefully. A security source in Adamawa State confirmed to reporters that suspected members of the militant Islamist sect Boko Haram attacked a church and a market at a town bordering the Republic of Cameroon. The source disclosed that 10 people lost their lives in the attacks. The report said the suspected Boko Haram militants struck in Gila, a small town located in Maiha local government area of Adamawa State. The village, which is close to the border with Cameroon, is about 30 kilometers from Maiha, the headquarters of the local government council. The security source stated that a few heavily armed men opened fire in a market in the town, killing 6 persons. Soon after, they reported the attack worshippers at a church called EYN Church. They gunned 4 worshippers to death, leaving more than 10 with very varying gunshot wounds. The assailants then fled across the border into Cameroon, said our source. The Adamawa State Police Command confirmed the attacks at the church and the market. The command spokesman, Mohammed Ibrahim, said the wounded had been rushed to a nearby hospital. A military source revealed to reporters that unknown gunmen had struck in troubled southern Kaduna and killed 1 person. The incident, according to the source, occurred in a public boarding secondary school located in Fadan, Kaje, Zangon, Kataf local government area of Kaduna State. The source said that this is the second time the village is coming under attack, and soldiers are presently in the area as tension grips neighboring villages. Barely 1 month after an ambush on a convoy of 50 policemen on escort duty, gunmen suspected to be ex-militants have reportedly killed 8 persons in Lobia community of Southern Ijaw local government council area. That is the same Barasa community where 12 policemen lost their lives on April 6th. It was gathered that among those killed were 5 ex-militant youths who embraced amnesty under the leadership of Pastor Reuben Wilson, a former militant leader. Wilson reportedly lost his 37-year-old younger brother, Judah Benaibi Wilson, in the attack. Security sources have described the incident as a clash of rival gangs. Contacted Mr. Alex Akibwe, police spokesman for Barasa Command, said that while the command has received a report of the shootout, he was unlikely to have a detailed briefing until tomorrow. The media coordinator of the Joint Task Force in Niger Delta, Lieutenant Colonel Onyema Nwachukwu, also confirmed the incident but said that the casualty figures were still unclear. At about 2 a.m. on Saturday, there was an armed collision between 2 armed groups at Lobia 1 in Southern Niger area, which led to the death of unspecified number of persons. He said, adding that while the GTF was condoning a search and rescuing operation, the bodies of the dead were yet to be recovered from the waters. The victims were allegedly lured into the creek and then shot dead by gunmen. At the Anagua home of Wilson, sympathizers were seen discussing after his brother confirmed his loss. Wachuku said the JTF has so far recovered items that include 2 AK-47 rifles, 1 general-purpose machine gun, 6 AK-47 magazines, and 1 speedboat. Yet another killing. 39 killed in Taraba, in Taraba as Muslim Fulani youths unite to fight Jokern Christians in street battles. At least 39 people have been killed in Nigeria's Taraba state as clashes broke out between Christians and Muslims at a funeral, say reports. Residents said Friday's violence broke out as a funeral procession for a traditional leader passed through a Muslim area of Wukari town. A 24-hour curfew has been imposed on the town by police. Tensions have been high in Wukari since February, when a row over a football dispute set off sectarian rioting. Local reports say that Friday's funeral was being held by the predominantly Christian Jokern ethnic group. As the mourners passed through a Muslim area of the town, they began chanting slogans which angered the residents there, said the reports. One aid worker told the AFP news agency that 20 bodies had been collected so far. "We are still going around the town in search of more bodies," he said, speaking on condition of anonymity. Israel Yvonne Ndege, reporting from the northern eastern city of Maiduguri, said police told her the fighting started at 6 a.m. local time during the funeral procession of a traditional chief from a predominantly Christian area. Apparently, the Christian mourners were chanting slogans that Muslims viewed as an act of provocation. Ndege said local residents told AFP that the death toll could rise. 32 houses have also been destroyed in the violence. Kwaji said of the unrest, which has prompted authorities to impose an indefinite all-round curfew in the predominantly Christian city. He added that 40 suspects were arrested in the aftermath of the violence. State Information Commissioner Emmanuel Bello said that extra troops were deployed to the city on Saturday to bolster security.
Thank you, Amarachi. I think thank you very much. The whole thing, the list is almost endless. If our listeners want to continue with this orgy and chronicle of death and killing in the zoo called Nigeria, they should go to the website on the news tab on Radio Biafra's www.radiobiafra.co. They can continue to follow this catalogue of death, this dance of killing, this round upon round of massacre and mayhem in northern Nigeria. That is what we are faced with. People who question why we want to leave Nigeria, people who doubt our resolve to leave Nigeria, should travel to Maiduguri. If you want one Nigeria, please, I beg you, enter luxurious bus, fly your aeroplane, do whatever you want to do, go to Maiduguri, go to other areas, go to Kano, go to Sabongeri in Kano, go to Sokoto. There you will come face to face with death. Go to Kaduna, you will see death coming at you. That is why we want to leave. We don't want to belong to the same country that people get up in the morning and they have a shower with other people's blood. We don't want that. We cannot condone it, and it cannot continue. Amarachi, given what you have just told us or read out to us, and we've been listening very, very attentively, is there any sign? What impression does this give you? Does this sound like a country that is going to survive all this mayhem that is coming its way?
It doesn't look like it at all. I was just thinking to myself, if this continues till next year, September, how many of us will be left? If we leave our people to this doom, how many of us will be left? It is important that we continue to speak. It is important that we continue to speak out. It's important that we continue to encourage our people to wake up from their slumber. It is high time that we started delivering our people, encouraging people, wherever you are, I'm so saying it, if you are yet to awake from your sleep, please wake up. It's high time you woke up so that we join hands together and deliver our people from this mayhem. It's just getting out of hand. And if you think that it's going to stop, it will never stop until Biafra gets his freedom. That is the only solution.
But some people are hopeful that it's going to stop. The Southeast Council of Ndiaye, led by His Royal Majesty Ilo Muanya, met Goodluck Jonathan a few days ago, and Jonathan assured them that the security concerns in the country is under control. Do you believe him when he says that, that the security concerns in the country is under control?
I don't have any reason to believe that, because I haven't seen any tangible reason to believe it. If such a thing is in existence, why are we reading about killing? It's just bubbling. It's just adding up every day, every second. It's like there is no day that will pass by without a Biafran soul being killed. It's not possible to wake up one day in that country called Nigeria without hearing that a Biafran is killed in that Nigeria. It's not possible. In fact, it becomes an omen if something like that doesn't happen.
It's rather very, very sad that. But why did we come, how have we come to the point where we accept all these things as normal? That, why are we accepting all these things? Why have we accepted it? That is what I want to know. How come we've accepted something that is unacceptable or would have appeared to be unacceptable a few years gone by?
In my own opinion, I think the only people that are in acceptance or they are still accepting or thinking that nothing is happening in that country or their friends are not being killed are the people that have not experienced it, or people without conscience, people that are so self-centered, greedy and all, or people that are just looking for what to benefit, and there is, can guarantee there is nothing a Biafran can get benefit from Nigeria.
These
are the people that are living in denial.
No, but there are ordinary people. There are some people who still call us, who call Radio Biafra, to say that we should give Nigeria a chance. Nigeria is their country. Can you begin to understand the type of mentality that fuels such reasoning? Can you begin to appreciate or even condone or even be receptive to such an idea that Nigeria is salvageable? Because some of our people, some of them, they don't call on the air sometimes. The people that you have phoning Radio Biafra are those who are ardent, those who are committed, those who are principled, those who are honored, those who are determined to accomplish Biafra by whatever means possible. Not through just sit at home and folding your hands and putting it between your legs.
Nah, let me just cut in. What has been ever salvaged in Nigeria? If you just tell me one thing that Nigeria has been able to salvage, then I can believe this.
Maybe
there's nothing to write home about.
But our prayer, I mean, if you look at the rates at which churches are duplicating, new churches are coming up, maybe that is an indication that perhaps we are being more godly. Perhaps things are well.
Oh, goodness me. Well, I think we would even prefer just one church in Nigeria, the multiple of churches we have in Nigeria, because the more the churches are growing, the more criminals that they are producing, the more atrocity is multiplying.
So
I don't see anything. The church actually are not living up, you know, up to what people are expecting from them. The churches are meant to be role models. The people in the church, or the so-called churchgoers or Christians, are meant to be role model. We have good ones anyway, but it seems they have lost it. They've lost the focus. They've lost everything what that church means.
Yes, I think that was part of the
things are just growing by the day.
Yes, it's quite ironic. And what you said is correct. The more churches you have, the worse things are getting. The more atrocious things are becoming, the more difficult life is, and the more they keep producing churches. Sometimes I have argued, and Dr. Egemba has disagreed with me, that God is no more residing in that country. If by a quirk of coincidence, if by some stroke of luck, you manage to survive a very horrible experience, don't necessarily attribute it to God. It's because you're very, very lucky, because God doesn't live there anymore. He's gone long time ago. with the things happening in that country and people are turning a blind eye with the level of atrocity. I mean, by way of a recap, Amarachi, from the news you just read, let us give people a bit of taster as to what has been happening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where people behave like animals, hunting each other down on a daily basis and killing them. Things are worse now than it's ever been in the history of the people, all the nationalities that inhabit that part of the world. It is quite disgraceful. 39 people died. This is just over the weekend in only one area. 39 people died and 30 others injured in fighting between Christian and Muslim groups in central Nigeria's Taraba State. These are people fighting. Please, Amarachi, perhaps my English is not that good. Perhaps my understanding of written and spoken English is not that correct. When Christians are fighting Muslims, what is it called in English language, please, so that we can understand? Is it not a religious war? Because I don't know. When you said... No, it is not. They said it's not. And when you say to Nigerian government officials that when you present the case that Nigeria is fighting a religious war, that Christians are killing Muslims, the Yorubas will jump out and say, no, it's not the case. Because if there is a full-blown religious war in Nigeria, the Yorubas will decimate themselves because they are half Christian, half Muslim. Nobody knows actually know where they stand. Nobody knows where they stand. We are pure 100% homogeneous Christians. I say to people, if you doubt where the boundary of Biafra starts and where it ends, when you're coming from the north, look for where there are no more Muslims. That is the beginning of Biafra land. If you're coming from the west, if you're coming from Yoruba land and you're traveling and you keep coming, anywhere you come and there are no more Muslims, that is the beginning of the Biafran territory. That is how you know Biafra. It is the only part, the only stretch, the only coastline in West Africa without an Islamic influence, without a Muslim influence. People should ask themselves why. Is God stupid? Why did God allow Islam to make it to the Atlantic Ocean on all the other shores around the coast of West Africa and not in that particular bite of Biafra? Ask yourself, why did that happen? When you understand it, you then begin to appreciate that Biafra is a spiritual calling. Biafra is something very special that it takes very intelligent people to be able to understand it. If you are of this world, as they will say, for people that go to church, you won't be able to grasp it. We must remind our listeners, if they are coming, if they are joining us, if they are coming back from work, if they are waking up from their sleep, even those that set alarm to get up this morning, especially those around Japan, it should be about 3, 2 a.m. in the morning, I don't know. We should be able to confirm that very shortly. We are saying welcome, that this is Radio Biafra. And having said that, we're getting a call from Japan. Solomon from Japan, you're on the line. Please do hold on for a short while. We'll be able to take all of your calls this evening. I have Mother Machi with me to help out this evening, and also Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. We are also expecting Chukwuma Ebunyeze to be able to join us. Radio Biafra is here to serve you in truth and honesty. The reason why Radio Biafra exists, the only reason why we talk about one issue night after night after night, is because we are here to get Biafra, not to do any other thing. We are not here to hold parties. We are not here to have naming ceremonies. We are not here to organize weddings or funerals or anything of that sort. We are here to accomplish only one task, and that task is the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. If you're a liar, you don't belong to Biafra. If you're a deceiver, Biafra is not for you. But if you believe in Biafra in truth and honesty, then you're welcome. This is your home. Anybody who wants Biafra, anybody who wants us to accomplish Biafra, must be able to abide by truth, honesty, and be very, very transparent. That this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today from London. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. You've been hearing the lovely voice of Mother Amarachi Opara. Amarachi, we've been calling you Amarachi Opara all this while, but we'll come back to you in a minute. Let us try and go and take this call because it's very important. This is Radio.
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. You are through to the whole world. Please start by giving us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Please, hold on. Auntie, my son. Hello?
Yes.
Auntie, come along the door.
please, my son. I'm sorry.
That is okay. They are the future of Biafra.
I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
My son came into the room right away. And it was...
It's okay. Even Jesus Christ suffered the children to come to me. So you don't drive them away. Children, when we hear the voice of children, we are very happy. This is a family radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome children. Even children are welcome. As
the
little Miss Mephodi the other day.
Please
tell the whole world, because this is Radio Biafra, received in every country of the world. Tell us your name and where you are this evening, please.
Okay. My name is Maria Wanshi. Otherwise known as Ati Oshik. I am currently in Abuja at the moment. Ordinarily, I live in my village, Afibo, in Ebonyi State. But I'm here on a business for a brief stay of 2 weeks. I'll be going back to my village in about 2 weeks. Thank you very much.
Yes, I hope your 2 weeks will not turn to 2 years and 20 years, as some of us do.
Never. I'm a village woman. Never.
Yes.
Well. I'm an idiotic woman, so it would never turn to 2 years.
That is wonderful. You've been, for those who don't know you, you've been at the forefront campaigning not just for the rights of women, but also for the right of the Igbo people to emerge within Nigeria as a very credible force, both economically, politically, socially, and otherwise. Can you please begin to tell us how you managed to do what you're doing? What inspired you? How did you find time to... In fact, what inspired you to do what you're doing in the first place?
What happened is this. When I came back after living for about 16 years in the US, when I came back to my country, when I came back to Nigeria, I went straight to my village, and I wasn't really happy with what I was seeing. I was seeing development in Abuja, Lagos, but I saw nothing in my village. I saw nothing in Igbo land. I didn't see much. Especially Ebonyi State, where I come from, and my village in particular. So I was like, I've got to do something about it. Fortunately, I came back with quite a little bit of money. So what I did was first, pour a lot of money in developing, in building. Over $1 billion. I can't even remember, but I spent all the money I had and poured it inside my village because I wanted to prove to the Igbo men who are going out there building all sorts of things in Abuja, Lagos, everywhere, but Igbo land, that the most important place, the most important legacy a human being, the most important legacy a human being can give to himself is to look after his land, to do what he can do, to put legacy before money, to put legacy before profit. I knew I would make quicker money if I put this thing I build in Abuja or in Lagos or whatever, but I went ahead and put everything in my village. And to be honest with you, what I did right now has made people, made from my village. My village guys now come into the village and build incredible houses. And most of them are building industries right now in my village. If you come to the place I started, we're not talking a small building here. We're talking nine structure compound. We're talking an island. If you come to where I did it, everywhere, it looks like a GIA from New York or somewhere right now. So I just wanted to prove, I just wanted to do something to tell my people that if you're looking for even Biafra, you have to start with developing your own land. Start with developing your own land. And while I was doing all this, I got pregnant in 2009, fell around, doing nothing. I was like, let me do something. Let me get something going. And that's how Indigo Page came about. I now went and I said, let me push to the world. Let me push to Igbo people all over the world that they need to come and develop their land. They need to pay attention to their land. Because to me, that is the biggest problem the Igbo man has, is lack of paying attention to his land. That is the number one problem. And that is the only way the Nigerian state will hold the Igbo man hostage. If no other way, that is the only way that can hold the Igbo man hostage. And by doing it, effectively. That is why when an Igbo bites, it doesn't mean anything to the Nigeria. It means nothing to them because they've got something they are hooking on the jugular of the Igbo man, his investment outside Igbo land. And in the climate that we are in, you've got to be really, you've got to be honestly senseless, not to see this, and go in and keep pouring everything in another man's land because of your quick hunger for money. When you could develop your land, make us, at the end of the day, you will make more money than you know what to do with it if you got a peace of mind, if your land is beautiful, if no one is chasing you away from your land. You know, that's why I decided Indigo Page has to come on board. And I did the Indigo Page, it was the first real Igbo forum online. The first real Igbo forum on Facebook, to be honest. Facebook, let me just say Facebook, not online. Because there were Yahoo groups before Facebook came and disappeared at what time. So that's why the Igbo Page came in. It's now metamorphosed into news and more and everything there is to do. But that's how it started. It started mostly out of my passion to get Igbo men to think of their home first. And I thought that I had the bona fides to do it. I did because I have done it. I've done what I'm telling them to do. I've done it. Not just done it. I did it in a big way. Big. Even the biggest men in my place had yet to even see. Let me just put it this way: I did it in the biggest way one can imagine. So I got the bona fides to tell them, please, guys, come and do it. I did it. So they can't say, what have you done or whatever. Or maybe you're a woman. No, woman, no day for this one. I've done it. So I want them to come and do it because if they look after their land, the Igbo man will continue to act like a woman. That's what he acts like in Nigeria today. The Igbo man is literally a woman in Nigeria because of the lack of development they have in our land and why all his investment is outside Igbo. I cannot put a penny of mine outside Igbo. I just can't do it. Right now, if I make some backup money, which I'm going to make really, really soon,
I hope legally, yes? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah? I said, I hope legally you're going to make money to develop even
absolutely.
For
absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going next. I've done what I need to do for people. I've done, it's only one small thing. I finished my whole compound. It's vast, but only one small project left. Once I'm done with it, my next target now, where I'm going right now, is Imo State. I'm going to put something up in Imo State. From there, after Imo State, I'm putting something in Abia State. I would think, a penny of mine is going nowhere except in Igbo land. I mean, we just have to do something about it. Igbo land cannot be left barren, gasping for air. It's ridiculous. And then they wonder why there's crime, there's this, there's that. Why would that be? You've left Igbo land. Who do you want to protect? Okay, so you go out there and live your life, build everything, make industries, and you want the spirits? Do you want spirits to protect Igbo land for you? I don't get it. I don't freaking get it. Do you want spirits to protect Igbo land for you? Of course, if you leave Igbo land to go and do all this thing outside, what you're going to have are very bad people left. You're going to have very bad people left. I mean, what do you want? You want to go and have your fun, build your things in Abuja, build your things in Lagos, build your things in Kano, and then come in once every goddamn while, and then Igbo land will all be sweet and nice for you. Who? You, Igbo man, you are the custodian of the culture of Igbo land. You are the custodian. Anything that goes wrong with Igbo land, it's you, not even me. I'm a woman. I can marry anyone any given minute and I see to be Igbo. But you will never see to be Igbo in your life. You will always be Igbo, and you are the custodian of your culture, and you are doing nothing about it. You are putting up universities in another, you are putting up vast decadent industry. It's shameful, it's embarrassing, it's humiliating, it's disgusting. How much money are we talking about here? I am so grateful that I've seen a lot of money. I've seen a lot of money in my life. Too much money. And when I have money, I don't feel alone. Go to my village and ask. everyone in my village, literally everyone has come across me as eating my money. Life. The only way people don't eat my money is if I don't have it. If I have it, I'll spray it. Unlike you men, you don't even spray the goddamn one. And yet, you can't even take care of your damn land. Why? What's the problem?
We are going to ask them. Thank you very much. A lot of them are queuing. This is a woman, not me talking. This is Marie, of course, Afi Bojik of Ndibo page with a very, very, very massive following online. You are doing a very wonderful work. I am sure it is now left for us, the men, to, you know, we abandoned home, thinking that, as you say, spirit will come and develop it for us. You are in America. We are in London. Some people are in Japan. Some are in Malaysia. It is spirit
you
from somewhere.
You can make your money anywhere. You can make your money anywhere. Please go out there and make your money. Make it anywhere. You can make it in Abuja, in London, UK, America. Make it anywhere. Go back home. The Yorubans do it. The Yorubans do not invest anywhere outside their region. They just don't. If either a Yoruba person is investing in the UK, America, or his region, he doesn't do it. What is wrong with the Igbo man? What is wrong with him?
We are going to ask them. Because we don't want you to frighten all of us away. Then we run away. There will be nobody left. Please, let's hold it there. We are going to come back to you in a second. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Let us go and take some calls from the men because they are hiding. All the men have run away. I can't find them anymore. The lines.
Please, there's something I need to talk about that you must remind me of before we forget. I want to talk about Peter Obi. Please stop at him.
Peter Obi, we are coming back to you for the Peter Obi incident.
Please,
we are coming
don't
to you.
Forget that.
Absolutely. You've set the cat among the pigeons this evening. Everywhere is buzzing. We are very grateful to you. You're a very formidable woman. You have proven it. Now it is left for the men to see where we have gone wrong and try and get it right. It's rather very, very humbling that this whole thing is happening at a time when we're expecting the men to be very, very vocal and to lead. It is the women who are setting the example. Amarachi, what do you have to say about this?
Nadi, I'm telling you, I've lost words. I don't even know what to say, but I'm so happy for this lady to have summoned the courage to come back to America and throw all that she's got into Biafran land. I am very, very happy. And she has done that. And I just hope that every other person, not just men, should be able to learn from her and develop our land. See, we keep running away because there is nothing there. There is nothing. Our young people will finish from the university. There is no place to work. What would they do? They'll fly up to the north. The next thing, they will be used for one thing or the other. And they will be given peanuts. We don't have any values anymore. Just because we want to survive. Are we meant to be surviving?
No, we're not.
In
no.
a country where we know we are citizens of, so to say.
It is incredible. Absolutely.
It seems
we are
illegal immigrants in that country.
Illegal immigrants is even better. At least they don't kill them. Illegal immigrants anywhere, be it in the U.S., or in the UK, or in Europe, or anywhere in the world. They don't kill them the way they kill us. They take
I think I have to correct myself. We are slaves there.
Slaves, isn't it? Amarachi, please.
Don't you think that your master can decide to kill and just
absolutely
waste their lives anytime, any day.
Please, Amarachi, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, your truth to the world. Let us start by you giving us your name and where you are this evening, please.
This is Mr. Steven.
Sorry,
and I'm here in New York, 5 and 6.
Please say your name again. We didn't quite get that very well. The line wasn't very clear. Say your name again, please.
Okay, this is Steven.
And Steven
from New York, 5 and 6.
Okay,
from Nigeria.
Good. Are you a citizen of Uyo? Are you a Bibio or your Igbo or Efi Koana? Where are you from?
No, I'm an Igbo man.
You're an Ibibio man, you know.
I'm an Ibibio man.
And this is Radio Biafra, you know that.
Sorry, I didn't really get that.
This is Radio Biafra.
The line is breaking.
This is Radio Biafra, you know that.
Okay. That's a good one.
That, wonderful. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. What would you like to say? Because when people like you call from either Ibibi or Ijo, we are holding our breath wondering what is going to come out. Are you part of the agitation for Biafra? Are you interested in Biafra? Are you supporting the move to get Biafra, which includes southeast and south-south Nigeria as it is today?
Yeah, of course. If I may come in there, I would say I'm speaking the minds of millions of people down here in our five home states on this side of the Niger. I want to say we are all in support of this, and we can't even wait for it to come on stream. We are tired of the administration, we are tired of the marginalization, we are tired of the environmental degradation and all that is happening right now. We feel that after how many years of some years after the civil war, that one is due to go on with whatever, I mean, for self-determination. More than 30 years now after the civil war, the things that that our grandparents fought for, those things have not seen changes up to now. So we feel that by this time, after more than 30 years, that yes, the nation of Biafra is supposed to be born.
Yes, it's a good thing to hear somebody, a son of the soil of Ibibio, saying all these things, because some of our younger listeners, there has been a lot of misinformation across both sides. So can you, because a lot of us don't know that I'm Akwa Ibom, people from Ibibio, we are at the forefront of the fight for Biafra independence. Is this what you're saying now? I know you mentioned it when you started. Is it the feeling that you get around you? Or are you outnumbered by people that believe in one Nigeria? Those that say that people from your area cannot do business with Igbo people? Are you outnumbered or are you in the majority? Because our listeners, they want to know. They keep asking all the time. It's a good thing that we have you online this evening. They keep saying, oh, where are the people from South Side? Where are the Bibio people? Where are the Efik people? Where are the Ijaw people? We said, okay, let us get, you know, Ijaw people to speak their mind, to come, to get the people to speak for themselves. We don't want to speak for them. Are you people part of Biafra or not? And what evidence are you seeing around you? Because this is Radio Biafra. We don't lie. We want people to tell us the truth. Tell us, what are you observing around you? Do the people around you in Ibibio believe in Biafra or not? That is what the world is waiting to hear.
Well, that will be subjective. Anybody is subject to his opinion. But what happened is that as far as the Ibibio people are concerned, that we are part of it, part of the Biafra Republic.
Okay,
We are part of it. But you know, when it comes to something like this, want to talk about carrying out a survey, want to talk about and carrying out a as an individual opinion to see if majority of people are saying the same thing or not. Tell me that the majority of the Ibibio are solidly behind the formation of the Biafra Republic.
Thank you very much. That is a very good news to kick us. I mean, not of course, the lady spoke very eloquently. We have Wada Amarachi with us, so it is good news all the way this evening, it seems. So that you are telling the whole world, as an Ibibio son, that your people are solidly behind the move to get Biafra away from the evil clutches of Nigeria, yes?
Of course, we are. We are solidly in support of that. Solidly in support of that.
Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are. Keep telling people about Radio Biafra, keep mobilizing your people, keep telling Ibibio people that they are one with Igbo people. The meaning of the word Ibibio means Ibunta. That is the meaning of it in our own dialect. And people who are wondering where the word IBO came from, Igbo and all the rest of it, we say to them, go and read your history. Igbo is a very valid name, the same way Ibibio is. When the white man came to the Bight of Biafra, they could not distinguish between the Ibibio and the Igbo people. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. And please try as much as you can to spread the news about Radio Biafra where you are in Ibibio land, please.
Thank you. You are welcome.
Thank you very, very much. Amarachi, it seems to be happening this evening all over the place. Strange things are happening. Ladies are taking on the fight. Ibibio people are phoning Radio Biafra, telling us what is happening on the ground. putting a lie to all the sayings that the BBOs are not with us, that the South-South is away. We are trying to. That is why Radio Biafra exists, to explode certain myths, to tell people what the truth is. And the true position is that we are moving in the right direction. Our women are coming out. And Ibibio and all other people around that part of the world is with us on this journey.
Oh, definitely, Nandi. I can only add that all the people that are still in doubt, all the Igbo people, if an Ibibio man or the Ibibios are supporting this race, this journey, I wonder what you're still waiting for to wake up. I always use that because it's only a sleeping dog, you know, can, you know, that will not be able to fight or wake up to what is happening around him. Even the dogs, sleeping dogs, once you just make any noise around them, they will just wake up.
They wake up, don't they? Thank you very much, Amarachi. Let us try and see if we can take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, my name is Sunday Okbala, and where I'm calling from, Surrey, UK.
Yeah, go ahead, please. Sonny, yes, go ahead.
Just what I've heard from the lady and also from the guy from Ibibio, that's just to tell, you know, the Thomases, because I know we have people who is doubting whether Biafra is going to come or whether Radio Biafra, you know, is real. It's just to tell them that we are marching forward. You know, I could remember I started listening to Radio Biafra, I think about December time. It was my brother that introduced me to it. And from that time till today, there has been a lot of, you know, changes. You know, it has been, it's not like Nigerian government where everything since 1960 is the same up until now. You know, since when I started, I know it was before I started 2009, but I started listening to it. And I never stop. It's like someone going to church. You go to different churches looking for, you know, miracle. And as soon as I step my foot into Radio Biafran Church, that's where I know, that's where the miracle is. That's where God is. That is, I mean, I'm trying to get it closer to what the headline for today is about, giving tithe to churches, you know. Instead, I will give tithe to churches. I never believe in all these backyard churches anyway. You know, instead of, I'm just saying this to other people who goes to, you know, these backyard churches thinking that God is there. Instead of giving tithe to them, give it to Radio Biafra. You will get blessed. You will get anything you want from listening to Radio Biafra. Because when I started listening to Radio Biafran, I think, oh, it's one of those. But I listened the first day, the second day, then I started downloading the old ones. You know, like today, I'm supposed to be walking today. But I went to work 2 hours early so that I can come back early so that I'll finish 5 o'clock to come back, get ready to listen to Radio Biafra. And any other thing my wife is saying to me, I don't listen to it. She knows this is my time. This is the time to listen to Radio Biafra. She doesn't disturb me.
That is
so what I'm trying to say in answer to everyone, because I know the whole world is listening, that radio, I had a lot of people arguing with me all the time. This is Biafra people arguing with me, challenging me on this, on that. I say to them, Radio Biafra is like, you know, it's like, though I don't believe in this, but it's like someone speaking in tongues. If you're not called, if you're not touched, you know, all you're speaking in tongues is blah, 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 blah. But you have to be holy, you know, you have to be touched by the Holy Spirit to be able to speak in tongues. That's what Radio Biafra is like. You have to be touched to be able to understand that Radio Biafra is real. And Radio Biafra is marching forward, and they will get there in due course.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. That is our brother from London. We accept it. You have said it all. There is nothing for me to add. Thank you very much. Keep listening. Keep getting our people to listen to. That is the only thing that anybody can do. Get people to listen to Radio Biafra so they can even hear your own opinion. Thank you very much, and God bless you wherever you are. Amarachi is still there. And whilst Amarachi, before we bring you in, let's go to Skype to at least take one call before we proceed with the other people that we have queuing up. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are.
Hello, Mr. Nandi. Good evening.
Good evening. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I'm Larry, calling from Madrid, Spain.
Larry from Madrid, Spain. Please go ahead.
Yeah. In regard to what the woman from Abuja was talking about her investment at home, I think the woman just gave us a very great challenge. Everything she said is in order, and it's very, very. It's a pity that our men are lagging behind. Do I say so? And women now in the forefront of taking care of our land, you know.
It's sad, isn't it? It's regrettable. It's very sad.
It's very, very sad. And I thank that. This is the kind of women that we need in our land. This is the kind of wives we want to have. This is the kind of daughters, mothers we want to have in our land, you know. And in fact, I don't know how to congratulate that woman. But all I say that we just come to overseas. Ndibo is Ikuta Unubahimahia. I see from Ikuta Unubahimahia.
That's what it is.
It come high to be, but I think this is time for us to look forward. And talking about our people in the north, you know, and this thing again, for them to look homeward, because the more they're in the north and the more they're dying. If we are safer here to say we are safe and enjoying our life and living our land to destitution, The people at in northern state again, dying there, should at least go home. Because one thing I know that in Igbo land, I know we have some a kind of that sympathy for people that are displaced. When people from north are going home right now, you know, they will be received instead of dying in the north, the way they are killing them now in mass, you know. So all advice I said that all Igbo brothers, Igbo sisters that in north, they won't wait till there's a mass evacuation for them, because mass evacuation not gonna come. The best is they start going home gradually. Nobody cannot locate his family where he come from.
Some are lost. There are some Igbo northern Nigerians. I think one of them is from Idemili. There's a family from Idemili. The man said he left 40-something years ago, he cannot find the way to his father's compound. That they have built new roads and graded the place, so he cannot find the road back to his father. It's from Idemili local government area.
And if somebody come from Idemili local government area, let's say this man go home to Idemili today, I know how Igbo people do. People will receive him. Before long, people will just give him a place to stay. Believe me. We know. The people are not interested to go home. I don't think they prefer to die than to live, to come home, maybe to start afresh. It would take them long, and they join the society. And
absolutely,
they welcome at their homes.
Absolutely. I will buy that completely. That is why we are saying that we need to work together as a people. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Biko bonye kanye ni anekun and kabu Radio Biafra. London Kaisina Basozi. I think they have gone. They sent in for information requesting specifically to speak in Igbo language, which is for some of us our mother tongue. But unfortunately, they weren't able to continue with it. Or maybe the line is bad. We don't know. We'll try and get them back as soon as possible. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. My name is Kano. I have Nwada Amarachi Opara with me at the studios. We are hoping to be joined by Dr. Chukwu Umegemba very, very shortly. Our people are very, very busy, working extremely hard, trying to get the issue of Biafra on the front burner. We want the world to know what we are doing. We want the world to know that Biafra is here to stay. And with the help of Radio Biafra, with the coordination of Bilie Human Rights Initiative, we still have a case in court, in case people have forgotten. We are marching ahead ceaselessly, relentlessly to get Biafra. Nothing is going to stand in our way, nothing at all. We've been thrown a challenge as men by our dear sister, who called in from Abuja, and that is what we want to emulate. This is Radio Biafra. We are through to a caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Nwafo Sunday. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Nwafo Sunday from Malaysia. Malaysians are wonderful people. Please go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to Radio Biafra since last week because I'm new. I've been hearing about Biafra, and also I've gone on YouTube. I've watched everything because ever since I was a kid, I've been hearing about Biafra and me coming around to see the Biafra radio and see the Facebook everything and this. I was so happy actually, and so. I was born and brought up in Lagos, me, my dad, and my other brothers. So what I'm actually saying is that even if you don't know, I'm saying according to what my other brother is saying, he said, you said there are a lot of people that don't know where they are.
Yes,
They root to their father's house.
A family from Idemili, yes. They don't know where they come from, yeah.
For me, for the very first time, I have traveled with my parents severally, but I had to travel alone. I think it's 2002 or so.
Yes.
So I actually missed my father's compound, but the compound I went into was the compound before my father's compound.
You see? So it's so correct.
I sat down there, and they noticed me because I looked more like my father. So when I sat down there, I greeted them there. So they said... they asked me for my father's name, and I mentioned, they said, oh, I'm in the wrong compound. My compound is the next one. So we all laughed about it and everything. They took me down to my father's compound. So it's nothing about that. Since that this is the village, everybody knows where you come from. Definitely there's somebody that knows your background, that knows your family. So it's not a crime for them to go back home and actually, tell the people around there the family name. I'm sure one or two people will be able to locate their family compound and to take them there. So it's nothing really bad. That's what I just want to say.
Thank you very much. We welcome it. At least you went into your uncle's house. You missed your father's compound, but went into your uncle's house, which is very, very good. At least you got home. This man is saying that he doesn't know where to go to at Idemili. He doesn't know how to get there because he's been living in the northern part of Nigeria for God knows how long. He's been living in the zoo for so long. He doesn't know where the route to the cage is anymore. Out of the cage, that is. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Emi. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
From United Kingdom?
Precisely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, thank you so much for your good efforts to keep us updated about regarding Biafra.
Thank you.
Wanted to make a comment regarding what I heard at the beginning of your program today.
Yes.
When you were talking about that Biafra, I don't know whether it was someone calling you or yourself that was saying that where you stop seeing Muslims is where Biafra begins.
That's correct.
I am from Africa, precisely in Ebonyi State, and I want to note that it is not exactly so. We have people that are Christian, that are Muslim, and in the fight for Biafra, my impression of it is that Biafra is going to be a tolerant state. It's going to allow our brothers that choose to be Muslims to be Muslims. So, but if it is put the person that has stated it, it will sound like Biafra is going to be some non-tolerant state. Just an observation.
Thank you very much. You know, see, if you have time, stay on the line. Or of course, you can continue to listen so I can address all you have raised because I was the one that said it.
Okay.
People, we know that a significant number of people from Ebonyi State, where incidentally Afi Ibochi comes from, the Lady Maria that rang earlier that has invested so much, we know that a sizable number of them are Muslims. We know that. But let us make one thing abundantly clear. The people from Ebonyi State that converted into Islam, they voluntarily converted to Islam. They were not enslaved into it. They were not conquered as part of the Hausa conquest of Fulani that then conquered the Kanuri people, that conquered the Gala people, that took part of TV land and all the rest of it. It is not. It is not the same type of Islamic incursion that turned half of Yoruba land into Muslims. No. People from Ebonyi State, some of them voluntarily changed their religion to Islam. We are not against that. No one is against it. Because We understand what tolerance and freedom and individuality is. That is why every kilometer in Igbo land is an autonomous community. It is not because we don't want to be together. Because people, it is in our bone marrow to be free. We want to be independent people. I don't have any truck with anybody belonging to any religion. When I was at SBS in Port Harcourt, School of Basic Studies in those days, God knows what they are calling it now, we had people that know Rumola very well. If from in front of SBS, there is a road leading towards Elibam village. On the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, you have Hare Krishna temple. People go there to do Hare Krishna in those days. There is nothing wrong with them. We didn't say, oh, you people are no more Ikure people, or you're no more Igbo people because of God. Your faith is between you and God. What we are against is the virulent incursion, the forced conversion of people into Islam is what we're against. In Biafra, if you want to go and worship Olumbo, Olumbo is your business. Whoever you want to worship is entirely yours. But what we are saying is that Biafra must be anchored on the mercy of God. God in heaven set up our territory. God stopped the Islamic incursion very many years ago. And all we are saying is, if you want to follow any religion, is your business. But what we're saying, do not allow your religion to compromise the freedom of our people. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
And thank you.
I get your point. And I think what's clear there is that most of our Igbo brothers that are Muslims have done that on their own.
Yes, they did that on their own accord. Nobody forced them. Nobody forced them to convert. People can change. We are all adults. We are going to build a very tolerant society. You can do whatever thing you want. It's between you and your God. We are the only people that can talk about somebody's chi, which is your own personal God. Or yana chiema, which is you have your own personal God. What you want to do with that, your personal God, is entirely your business and none of ours. If I decide not to leave Anglican Church and go to Apostolic Church, it is my business. If I decide to leave Apostolic Church and go to Assemblies of God Church, it's my business. Whatever I want to do with myself is my business, as long as it does not stop us from getting Biafra. That's what we're talking about. Amarachi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I hope you're not Islam, are you? Or Muslim?
I can never be converted to Islam.
Let us try and take this call. Please do bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. My name is Vincent Ezeawan. I'm calling from United Kingdom.
Go ahead. The UK is taking over tonight from Malaysia, which is wonderful. Go ahead.
Hi, Inland. I want very much indeed for your effort towards the effort you are making towards Biafra.
Yes.
So the topic today, I want to make a comment about just chipping about, you know, the way a pastor making money from the pharmacies and the gallivanting around, the flying around with the private jet.
Yes.
I think it's a sign that, you know, we Biafras, I think the whole masses need to be woke up, you know. They need to be able to, you know, try and understand the situation, to understand that, I mean, it's nice to pay a tithe. But I think, you know, the way the pastors are doing their thing in the so-called zoo country called Nigeria is absolutely disgusting. You know, it's actually ripping people off, you know, with a for-profit. But, you know, I mean, giving people a for-profit and saying so many odd things, you know, saying so many things that is not good. You know, I think the whole thing is people need to, I think, look at and be able to, you know, help each other instead of giving money to the pastor. I don't believe in all that. I think the main thing is, you know, we need to be able to put the word across to try to educate our people. We need to find a way to explain all this to people to be able to open their eyes and see how can you people have already got food to eat, and every day, you know, whatever they got, even if one naira, 2 naira, they go and to the church. You see the pastor driving private jets, gallivanting, cruising around the whole town with, you know, fortified air condition.
Yes.
You know, so I just wonder, what are those pastors, what have they done for those congregations that are coming to their churches on a daily basis? What have they done? Do they not know that, you know, these people are, you know, they need help? What have they done to them? It's almost like, you know, they are out of touch.
Absolutely out of touch.
I think they are out of touch. It's almost like they don't care. You know, so I don't know why they're washing people. Or, you know, I don't know why our people are like that. Why they have not seen, you know, they believe that, you know, oh, you have to pay tithe, you know, for you to get a blessing from God. But that's not really the case, because so you are paying tithe, that's all very well, but who you are paying this tithe is, you know, is reaching his bank account.
Not God. No, God. God doesn't have any bank account.
He's reaching his bank account.
God does not have any bank account.
They don't care.
They don't care at all. Thank you very much for your observation. We'll go to Amarachi to perhaps round up. Amarachi goes to a very lively church, I believe. A very, very lively church where there is Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost. Amarachi, is that correct? Amarachi, is that correct? I believe very, very strongly that we haven't allowed her to drop off. Uche, can you please come in the at the expense of Amarachi, whom we seem to have lost? Are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. I want to say a very big thank you to all the callers who have been making tremendous contribution to this program. As a matter of fact, my name is Uche Mafo. I didn't introduce myself.
Yes, Uche, go on. Uche, go on, please. The line was a bit shaky there. Go reintroduce yourself again, please, if you may.
Yes, my name is Uche Mafo, and I'm welcoming, or rather saying very big thank you to all Biafrans and friends of Biafra from around the world, and more especially the contributors so far in the program today. It has been wonderful. It shows the passion, it shows the justice that is Biafra, it shows the conviction that the people of indigenous people of Biafra mean business. They are ready to take what belongs to them. In a very special way, I want to thank Afi Uchik, who has been an exemplary model to all, not women alone, but men in Igbo land. She has been formidable, she has been focused, she has been determined to achieve a purpose that is going to be a hallmark of excellence. Already it is being already, but it is for the people who are around, who are seeing it, to follow suit. I commend her for her efforts. And secondly, I want to specifically talk about the issue of tithes. The last caller was making interesting comments. People say that you don't talk about tithes because it belongs to God and God alone. But unfortunately, in practice, where we see that is in our churches today. As far as I know, or I can read, tithe was meant for helping the less privileged, the poor in the church, in the early church. That is what it should have been. That is what it was meant to be. But today, people are suffering, and even job seekers go to church. Some unscrupulous pastors and men of God, we want them to even contribute the small dime they have. People are complaining of not having jobs. People are complaining of being hungry, but they will tell them it's well and that God will provide. In the next minute, they tell them to provide whatever they have. And unfortunately, they will use this to line their pockets, to live in comfort, to live in affluence with their families, leaving the poor, leaving the church. I have serious problem with the church at this time because in the age in which we are, the church should be playing a central role.
Uche, let me ask you, have you read in the newspaper, apart from the gallant work that Bishop Chukwuma, Emmanuel Chukwuma is doing, the Anglican Bishop of Enugu Diocese, or maybe somebody like Maurice Ejiofor, or apart from those two, and Mbaka, an extent, who has been at it for a very long time. Yes, how many times have you heard clergy say, I am telling Jonathan to do this, or I'm telling the Senate to do that or the other, as Desmond Tutu did in South Africa? How many of them Not very many. Please, Uche, if you can stay there. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. We have lost them. We have lost them. Please give us your name. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. They keep going off. They keep going off. They keep going off. We want you to come back. Please do not disappear. Do come back to us. We want to debate each and every issue. This is Radio Biafra. You have the right to say anything. Even today, as we are understanding that a sizable part of Ebonyi State are Muslims, please do try and call Radio Biafra. We welcome every view, every opinion. Biafra is not going to be an intolerant society. We'll be a better, as we have been taught to do from time immemorial. We are very, very accepting of other people. We are very, very tolerant of other people. So we ask you, wherever you are, to please...
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra from London.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
I'm Mrs. Chijoke.
Mrs. Chijoke, Ndewo.
Ndewo from Aba.
Aba. Ndewo
ma Abia State, Nigeria.
Ndewo ma nyoma gani hu kehi chole gwa umogi nu munda gine gento wani ile buruburu gani hu kehi chole ipu.
Okay. Yem chole gwa ota honu meba yenda honu meba ode kwa na iwa na ebo hudi mma. Ay meke lini.
Ndewo.
Ay na sunu gani iru. Ay kuku unu nazo.
Ndewo.
Mana unu me mekwa nunu me chete kwa no ana iwa na ebo. Obodo hugwe. Eba. I want to know what I know. Aga aga. But if you get Eba, I'll be hot to a share. Only one ever, how can you work? I never saranya. But I never, my man, or no man, as a shiog, more now, a shiog. So only one ever, I talk, would you know it? Only now, but I say, your maka. You know, good, you see, head there by his sweet care bar. I am then to see, it would be weed. This side.
Yes.
So, when one ever, when we read to it, now log, then let it in Ghana, you know. I want to follow strongly behind it. It's like a question, maybe. Quite a problem, I hear me, and I went to a service, then I'm like, not being wish. I want ever, and I'm group. Mark, whatever I'm very present, Eastern United Congress.
Eastern United Congress. Okay. Oh, go on, we'll need
United
one,
Eastern, United Eastern Congress. I'm one women leader. I only show me why. I'm one in Queen.
That's very good. There were one young man.
There were. You see me, Kero.
There were women.
Kelendo Mun.
Kuehineku.
Kelendo. Sigi Kelendo Mun na endo neva. I'm a member. I'm on a half.
Amen. One your man, Dogadi. I and Natongos in Abalinka, Sitanum one in a ditch. Alabacam no people. Because, Dr. Egemba, please, if you're still there, because we have, very soon we'll be able to launch our program in Ibibio and Ijo as well to have us read news in those languages as well. If you can join and start by saying hello to our wonderful listeners, if you may.
Hello, our listeners all over the world. It's a pleasure to join you in this lively, interesting conversation. I have been listening with great attention and interest what our listeners all over the world have been saying. The two comments I want to touch on that is very resonant to me is the brother that called from Upper Eden. To debunk what our, if I may call them enemies of Biafra, those who don't want Biafra to be actualized, those who are trying to antagonize Igbo people with our brothers and sisters around us. So, what he said, and you asked him a direct question, that the Radio Biafra, we don't tell us here, let him tell us from his own
perspective from what we be seeing around him, what is the feel of the people towards Biafra. And he categorically stated that there is the goal of Papa Ibn Bin solidly behind Biafra. He just confirmed what we know already. So those who are still sitting on the fence, those who are not sure of what is happening, this will be a very good indictment for them. At least they will now know that all over the eastern Nigeria, all over the Biafra land, everybody is solidly behind the project. So if you are still sitting on the fence and thinking that leaders are on their own, you better think twice and join the bandwagon.
Thank you very much. Yes, go on, doctor. Go ahead.
Another aspect I want to touch on is the brother who said that he came back from work, he put in 2 hours early to come and listen to the program. And the other person who said that Biafra is supporting Biafra, leading to reduce Biafra, engaging in the struggle is a calling. Now, this is exactly what many people don't understand. They tell you, why are you doing what you are doing?
Yeah.
So the others are doing that. Others are doing this. These are doing that. You yourself, everything you do is Biafra. Well, this is an answer to them. Everybody can come up to support Biafra. And there's something I call Biafra consciousness.
Yes. Let us see if these people agree. Doctor, please hold. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Leonard Amemena. I'm calling from Trinidad and Tobago.
From Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The world is listening. This is to show that Radio Biafra is everywhere, even at this time in Trinidad and Tobago. What time is it there, please, if you may? Look at your time.
In Trinidad, the time is actually 20 minutes after 3.
In the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, is it? Or in the afternoon?
P.m. in the afternoon.
Okay, wonderful, because obviously you're behind us as the sun is chasing from the east to the west. That is correct. Please go ahead. All brothers and sisters, four of you people. Yes.
Actually, I certainly say thank you once again, as you, Ichiemende, and Richard, and Nwadabi Ndigbuma, Amarachi. All of you are wonderful people. And we want to encourage you to keep on, pushing, because the best thing that has happened to the nation Biafra at this very point in time is this particular Radio Biafra. Because without information, Bible made it so clear that my people, they perish because of lack of knowledge.
That is correct. Yes.
And it's not just having the knowledge; it's what you're using the knowledge for. How you're using the knowledge. How you're implementing the knowledge you have,
yes.
That is where the beauty of the whole thing, comes to be. And I believe that this is the very first step. This is the beginning of the beginning, and so much has been said, and people are, very, very interested in seeing this project, moved forward.
Yes.
So I equally believe strongly that this will happen the way it has been destined, because it's a divine target, it's a divine, call. So everybody should support in whichever way, to make sure this thing comes to fruition. So
Absolutely. That's
why I said, let me call. And again, it will be very much good if we, sometimes we have to forget about certain distracting activities, especially with that of the churches and all that.
Yes.
Even being that for me, with the time will tell, even the Bible made it so clear that there, it will get to a point where you have the false prophecies, prophets and the false prophecies. Are you getting the point?
Absolutely.
So it's all about that. They will come and use the name of God to make money.
Yes.
Invariably, at the end of the day, they will not even be on anywhere closer to where God is.
That is correct.
So that is given, and they will go. They're going to pay for it. The law of karma will equally catch up with them. So, no matter how you want to see it, we have reputable, clergies. We have people who are worth their salt. So, let's focus on the major issue, which is how to get this Biafra stand. and get the Biafra, we should do everything we are following right.
Then we solve all the other problems. I agree with you completely, and it's an advice we take on board. People must realize that this is Radio Biafra. It is owned by you, the listening public. Anything you ask us to do in the majority, that is what we are going to do. And that is what we always do. Thank you very much, our brother from Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean, for joining Radio Biafra this evening. We welcome it. We have another caller on Skype. Let us see who that person is. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Farah Singh, calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead. Wonderful people of Malaysia, go ahead, please.
God bless you. I'm trying to drop some emphasis regarding the Afri politics complaint of our men traveling to another land to build and establish.
Yes.
From the history we read, the problem started when we lost our culture and tradition. You know.
I will ask the caller on the phone to please wait. The caller on the phone should wait. Yeah, go ahead, please, my brother. Go ahead.
The Igbo men lost that vision that our culture and tradition there between 1900 to 1902, when the Ekumeku movement collapsed.
Yes.
They're following the white man, looking for a way to start new life.
Yes.
Then between that group of the Igbos, when they lose the war, the Archipel Confederation lose their own war. At the same time, what is their war? Their culture and tradition were lost. Then the Ajua people lost their own. The Emeje people lost their own. What I'm telling you, after they lost the thing, they found so hard to come together to have their Igbo culture again.
Yes.
They start living on foreign culture.
Yes.
They don't have it. You see? So if you look at it from 1900 to this day, the Igbo had not come together. It's not the Ekpe, not the Kalabare, not the Akoi people, not the Ejene people. These people are one family. Just language barriers.
That's correct, yes.
Understand? So what I'm trying to say in effect is the white man who gives us their culture disappointed us on the road.
They did, yes.
That was the answer to that lady. Yeah. But I thank God that we have come to realize now, today, that we lost from them. They take us where they are going, and they don't tell us, will you go back or will you stay? That was why we lost the movement, and now the Igbos cannot be able to identify with their culture again. They turn it to become politics. You try to take chieftaincy, you know, that kind of a thing. But it wasn't so in the beginning.
No, but we are changing that. That is where we exist. That is where we are taking our people back to where they belong.
By the way, in the area of Christianity, people, church or no church, that's monotheistic. People use your mind if you are not with them. That goes on. And where God is able, I don't condemn churches in any platform they use. But the fact exists, you know, not everybody can comprehend it quickly. Some fall victim on the road.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is, if we cannot go back to our original culture, we won't understand how our God works.
That is correct. I agree with you completely.
We can't know how our God works.
That is correct.
We
begin
to change it to think, is it this prophet that can say it? No, it's not him. God is saying it. So the last time I was talking about you are one of your body men that went to Australia. I told you two men you can be able to consult if that will be reliable. But I believe they have some good information to offer in this struggle, because what we are struggling here is not to address culture or anything. We are here for something, and what we are here for is that the Ana people, we need them. The Calabar people, we need them. The Ejemi people, we need them.
And they also need us. They also need us more than we need them. They also need us. Everybody needs each other.
We make a research to contact James Jonah. I told him last time.
My brother, that is correct. But the first thing we need, first and foremost, even if we meet James Jonah will ask us, are you people one? Are you united? Do you have a formidable front? So that is what Radio Biafra is building. We build this worldwide diasporan community, and then we go and confront our enemies, and then we go and speak to our friends. Without this diasporan movement, which our mother spoke about from home, we are wasting our time. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are this evening.
Yeah, hello. My name is Austin Debo. I'm calling from Luton.
You're calling from Luton, yes, go ahead.
Yes, Luton, the United Kingdom.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, I thank you very much for the program. And I heard the voice of Afik Bochik. I know her on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm looking at the topic for today, and it says, why are Muslims killing unarmed Igbos and Christians in northern Nigeria?
That is
and
correct.
What does Boko Haram want?
Yes.
I think, first of all, it's a paradox. It is strange, yeah, for you to realize that the colonial masters of Nigeria, or the former colonial rulers of Nigeria, are Christians. How come it appears that Muslims are able to continue to do this to Christians in Nigeria?
Is a question, my brother. Let me just come in there very briefly. That conundrum, I've not been able to answer it myself. Maybe you can understand why some people from Ebonyi converted to Islam. Because if the people that brought you the Bible, gave you the Pentecostal church, abandoned you and is supporting Muslims, then, as some people will say, what the hell? Well, I mean, what else are we wasting our time for? Yeah. We got Anglican church. I go to Anglican church from England. The same Archbishop of Canterbury is the head of my church. But when a fight comes out between when the Muslims are killing me, they will go and side the Muslims, which is quite strange. As you said, it's a paradox. I can't believe you, me. I've been trying to get my head around it, and I don't know what is happening. Is it that you don't like your own fellow Christians? Why did you bring the Bible to us then?
That's why I said
it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You see, from the violence going on in Nigeria, I had cause to look at the United Nations provisions about the rights of an indigenous people to self-determination.
Yes.
And I realized that we fall into that category very, very well. And also,
Have you been following the case of Bilie Human Rights Initiative? Do you know Bilie Human Rights Initiative at all?
Yes, I know.
That is exactly the same provision we are using. We've deployed that in a court of law in Nigeria at Owerri. That is what we are using.
I think also, if you look at the United Nations provision to the rights of refugees, I think everybody that is a Christian from Nigeria has a right to protection under the United Nations rights of refugees. For people that have a justifiable fear of their safety,
yes,
in their own place.
That's correct.
And they relocated.
Yes.
They should be given that protection.
Yes.
But currently, I don't think we are receiving that protection.
I will tell you why. My brother, I will tell you in a very nutshell why. Let me tell you one thing. The Britain knows that Nigeria is going to collapse. You know what they have done? Because we warned them that as soon as Nigeria collapses, Britain will have 60 million people on their doorstep seeking asylum here in England. You know what they did to counter that?
No.
They went to African countries, Kenya especially, to give African countries money so that when the refugees will start coming from Nigeria, they will say, no, we'll go to another neighboring African country and go and seek asylum there. Go there and be a refugee. That is why the UK Parliament, the Executive Council, the Cabinet is considering giving money to Kenya and other African countries in anticipation that Nigeria is going to collapse and they cannot handle refugee. It's an exclusive this evening that we're giving from Radio Biafra. They know that Nigeria is ending next year and they're accelerating their plans to create refugee centers in Africa. So they will not have you come to England. They will push you back to Kenya. They will push you back to Botswana. They will push you back to all other so-called safe African countries, including Ghana. So you can stay in concentration camps in Ghana, in Kenya, and in Botswana. So you will not come to England. But we're saying to them, you brought the Bible to us. You forced us to take the Bible. You defeated us in war. That is correct. You gave us the Bible. Now you abandoned us with our Bible. You abandoned us with Ecclesiastes. Abandoned us with Matthew, the Gospel of Mark. And you're joining the same. It's incredible. Thank you very much, my brother, for calling this. I'm so, so upset. This paradox you have raised is quite distressing. Thank you very much. Thank you. I don't know if Dr. Egemba is there and is following this conversation.
Yes, I am. I am still here, actually. Yes. What I wanted to finish up with, I know that there's a lot of people queuing up to aid their view. You see, the Biafra consciousness, supporting Biafra is not something anybody will come wake up in the morning any day like that and start shouting for Biafra. You have to know the reason why
you are supporting Biafra. You have to acquire that consciousness. That is real. And unfortunately, in the church, I'm actually in a concord here. That's what they call going to do evangelism. They try to convert people, try to get people to come to their church or to support them or come to Christ. Now, you can happily support or win soul for Biafra in that way. It is more or less a calling. And when doing evangelism, people will understand it. People will understand what we are talking about. The same way, when we talk about Biafra, when we speak the gospel according of Biafra to other people, those who know what it is all about, they quickly catch it and understand it and follow it. So, but until such a time, they will know what the epidemic is. Until they catch the epidemic, they will continue to feel as if that Biafra is something for them, something for Radio Biafra people, something for Nnamdi Kanu and his crew in Radio Biafra, or those who came into Radio Biafra. But nobody should fool or allow themselves to be fooled. Biafra is here to stay. You will either join it now, or you will join later. If you don't know about it now, you don't want to know now. There's no compulsion. At the right time, you will know, you will join. At the end of the day, if you are living anywhere within Eastern Nigeria, there's no compulsion. But sometime, someday, you will come to know that, yes, the agitation for Biafra is real, and you will have to be part of it in one way or the other.
Absolutely. They have to be. Thank you, Doctor. They have to be. We are asking people to make hair while the sun shines. We are very, very grateful to our brother, Moses Nwigwe. We are asking the caller on the phone to please stay on the line. The caller on the phone, do not disengage. Stay on the line, or else you may not be able to get your turn to speak. Just stay there, please. We are saying that our brother in United States, Houston, Texas, Moses Nwigwe, for whom we are very grateful, a very magnanimous donor to Radio Biafra. We are very grateful for all your kind words, your email. We got it. We can't read it on the air. We've accepted it. In the spirit of Radio Biafra, we acknowledge all that you're doing. However, we have to state that anybody forming the 10-man council, wherever you are, if you have taken it upon yourself to coordinate it, the name has to be the same all across the world. So that if you travel from United States to United Kingdom, you meet your family of Biafrans here. If you travel from UK to Sweden, the name is the same. You go to Italy, the name is the same. You go to Austria, the name. You go to Spain, you go to Canada, anywhere you go to, we have only one name. Right now, we are just called the Consultative Council. You are the people that we are going to consult anytime we have something to do about Biafra. You will clear it. It's more like a legislature. It's more like an assembly. You debate it, you agree, and then we move forward. Because we are involved in freedom fighting, we don't want mushrooming of different names. No, we have only one body, and that body is affiliated to Bilie Human Rights Initiative as we're moving ahead. We don't want proliferation of names. We don't want other names. It's only one name. You are the Consultative Council of the Biafran people. At the appropriate time, names will become important, but now you are just a consultative council. We'll consult you, you will direct, you will guide, you will point as to where we are supposed to be going. If there are mistakes, you also point it out, because at Radio Biafra, it is the views of the listeners that matter, not the presenters, not the editorial board. Please, if you're joining us for the first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you from London. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Uchenna Azubike. I'm calling from Manitoba in Canada.
Manitoba in Canada. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. First and foremost, I've called a couple of times, and I still want to appreciate and commend you people for the good works you're doing.
Thank you.
The first thing I want to say is that I heard someone talking about maybe the Igbo domination of the Biafra Axis neighbors. I think that is a lie and a propaganda from the pit of hell. And in one of your brokers, one of the issues raised was that anybody who is claiming that Igbo people dominated any of its neighbors, even in the unwritten history of the place you now call Biafra, extending to Mamfe in Cameroon, yes. All parts of Cameroon.
Mamfe, that is correct.
There is no, there is nothing in our history to show that the Igbo people has dominated anybody. In even in Nigerian history or pre-colonial history or even during the colonial history. So I keep on telling my colleagues, anybody who raises that issue, that there is no historical evidence to show that Igbo people dominated anyone, and that in the present Nigerian circumstance, the Igbo people hold the bastion of freedom for the entire people of southern Nigeria or the former eastern Nigeria. And whichever way we look at it, that is the issue people have to reflect on. And I recall that someone like General Philip F. Young, he fought till the last day. And even on his dying bed, the question came, if the circumstances that led to the declaration of Biafra and you have full participation in the fighting of the civil war, if such situation arises again, will you support Biafra? And he said, wholeheartedly, I will support Biafra and I'll be ready to die for it. And I'm even sure right now that many people made a mistake in thinking otherwise. And there is no mistake about this. Our people know, and when I say our people, the non-Igbo speaking people know that is the basic truth.
That is correct. You are absolutely right. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Now, coming to the issue of how do we get these people, get everybody to understand that this is a propaganda, a counterfactual nonsense that nobody can prove. We need to take this message to the marketplaces. When this argument comes up, let every listener have this at the back of their mind. What this program is set to do is to serve as a means of political education. Let us educate ourselves. Let us arm ourselves with the truth that you can test. Whether in Port Harcourt, whether in Akwa Ibom, whether anywhere you find yourself, the Igbos have never dominated anybody. Rather, wherever the Igbos go,
We absorb Black culture.
He traded in the Cameroons, he traded in along the Cross River axis, and I'm from Oziza in Afikpo, you know. So my father speaks Efik and Ibibio fluently. These people never dominated anybody, rather they developed wherever their foot touched. So that is one thing we have to bear in mind. I'm saying this because this is very important, because Asari Dokubo the other day was saying that it was a mistake not supporting Biafra. Biafra do not need anybody to support anything. What Radio Biafra and the rest of us are doing is that we are fighting injustice. Long as the injustice that is called Nigeria and pervades the system, pervades the land, people will find a means to free themselves. And Bilio Human Rights Initiative, Radio Biafra, MASAB, and all these people, they have not taken up arms like Boko Haram. They are saying, we are gentle people, we are peace-loving people, we are saying, if this country is not going to work, and it is not working, it is a contraption from the pit of hell, let us decide in peace on how we can manage our social existence in order to eliminate the genocidal existence that is killing people in Akwa Ibom, in River State, in Bayelsa State, in any place that you call the defunct Biafra that is coming alive. The bone of Biafra has not just risen, it is working, and it is working gallantly, and we are trying to assert our right. I'm saying this because our people need to understand that this is the truth. And the truth is what will set us free.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very eloquently, but I want you to go out in Canada and spread the news about Radio Biafra. Get more involvement from Canada. All you need to do is to ask people two things. Have you listened to Radio Biafra? Have you joined Bilie Human Rights Initiative? Listen to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Join Bilie. Those are the only two things that anybody can do. listen to Radio Biafra and joining Bilie, you have done 99% of the work. Give us your support and you see what will happen. We are not here to talk for the sake of it. We are here to get Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. Anything that stands in our way will be made to fall. Because
yeah,
Biafra
and
is
like you rightly pointed out, I belong to Iboville. And yes. On a number of occasions, for instance, Iboville is where you can get people from all over the world, Igbo people from all over the world, both in Nigeria and in the diaspora. I put a post and I said, what can we do to support the work Bilie and Radio Biafra is doing? And you'll be shocked that up to this moment, I did not get any, you know, any cogent response. All I got was that we are doing something underground. Whereas if there are things being done underground, that a kind of support, that would be a good thing. But
we don't want anything underground.
That Iboville is doing something.
That is not. They are not doing anything. They are not doing anything. At Radio Biafra, we don't hold symposium. We have seminar after seminar, book after book, epistle after epistle, writing after writing, preaching after preaching. Here at Radio Biafra, we don't subscribe to that type of rubbish. We move ahead to get Biafra in truth and honesty. As we said previously, as Egemba said, if you like, you join us. If you like, don't. But the train is moving. It is unstoppable. Our people need to get it into. It is unstoppable. If you don't want to join now, if you come to join later and there is no time, then so be it. We are not waiting for anybody. Doing what on the, what are you doing on the ground? Is Boko Haram killing you underground? Is Nigeria suffocating you underground? They are killing you in broad daylight and you're doing something underground. These people should stop talking rubbish. Thank you very much for calling. Keep up the gallant work you're doing in Canada. God will be with you. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. For those who are joining us for the very first time, we are the only station on this planet that reports the news concerning Biafra from coast to coast, from one end of the earth to another end of the earth, from the North Pole to the South Pole. Radio Biafra is received in every country on this planet. Anybody anywhere can call Radio Biafra. It is your radio station. It belongs to you. Anything you want to say, you are more than welcome to do so. And please, whatever you're saying, try and make it as brief as possible. We are here to serve you in truth and honesty. The only reason why we exist is to get Biafra. That is why we are on air broadcasting to you today, tomorrow, and forever until Biafra comes. We are not here to talk for the sake of it. We are here to act as well. Please give us your name, where you are, that this is Radio Biafra from London. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Please go ahead and disregard the talk from your system. Concentrate on your Skype, please, and speak to us because we are listening.
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Good evening, go ahead, please.
My name is Benjamin, I'm calling from Sweden.
Benjamin from Sweden, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, please... That is just something that attracted me so much to call. Moderator, you are doing a great job, but you sound so angry. I would like you to, you know, calm down so that you don't stir up our spirit so high.
But just, that is what we are here to do, my brother. If you're not angry that they are killing your people and they're chasing them about like chicken and hacking them down to death, then that is maybe there's something. I am very upset.
I am really angry.
Telling you right now that some of us are being restrained. Some of us are being, because every living thing will die. Let us put that in our head. But you decide the way you die, you decide the way you live. We cannot live. We want to make this very clear. Stay where you are, my brother. Please don't be offended. We want to make it abundantly clear. There are two or three types of Igbo people. The stock that I come from, the type of Igbo person that I am, the type of Biafran that I am, I would rather be dead 6 feet under than be a slave under any human being. White people, pink people, yellow people, indigo, even people who are violet. I don't give a damn. I will not be a slave under any human being. I live where I am free. I can speak to the British government anyhow I like. We are broadcasting from their country, but we'll tell them the truth. It is as simple as that. We cannot have our people being massacred and we cannot be angry. If you know how angry most men are, that we are holding them saying don't do anything. If you know how angry people are, believe you me, Boko Haram will look like a child's play in a kindergarten playground. I'm telling you the truth. They are not more fanatical than we are. Boko Haram, we are telling the world that they are not more insane than Igbo people are. They are not more insane than the entire Biafran family are. But we are being restrained because of our belief in God and our belief that you don't go about shedding blood anyhow. But this nonsense cannot continue. I leave you with one thing today, so you understand where we are coming from. There were slaves taken to United States, to West Indies, to South America, all the rest of it. But those they took to Virginia. There are those they took to Virginia from around Onitsha that they committed suicide, both men and women, rather than serve a white man in the plantation. That is the stock I come from. It is their spirit that is guiding us and leading us. And we cannot fail them. That is what it means to be an Igbo person. An Igbo person is not a coward. An Igbo person is not a lily-livered coward talking nonsense online and not doing anything. We are not like that. And as we said, Nigeria must expire next year, 30th of September of next year. We must make Boko Haram understand. We support them to have an Islamic state in the north. We're not against that. The cowardly Yoruba people can do whatever they do as usual, as cowards always do. They are not on the left, they are not on the right. That is how you know a cowardly nation. But we, the Biafran people, we will march on, and God is our witness. They will kill all of us. We don't mind. We are better off dead than living as imbeciles and fools. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, for joining us for the very first time. This is where we are. This is who we are. We say it the way it is. We are not happy. How can we be happy? How can we party? As the Jews said in Babylon, how can you sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You don't do party in Lagos or do party in Kaduna or Sokoto. You must be insane. You do party where you come from. You go to a horse and you party. You go to Afikwe and you do your party. You come to Mwanya, you go to Owerri, you go to Enugu, you go to Onitsha, you go to Abakri, anywhere you like. You do not celebrate stupidity and foolishness outside your place. We are the only person that migrate like birds. Do we know that? The Igbo are the only people that migrate like wild animal, like the wildebeest in the rest thing. Every December, we are like locusts. We go back home. After 4 days, we come out again. The same thing that birds do when there is winter in Europe, they fly to Africa. When there is summer, they come back to Europe. Why should we be behaving like this? A blessed people, an intelligent race, arguably the most sophisticated people ever made by God himself. We cannot allow our heritage to be destroyed by a bunch of lily-livered nincompoops. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. Are you giving us your name and where you are, please?
Yeah, this is Tochukwu, and I'm calling from Exeter.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just calling to sort of show my solidarity with you and the way, you know, you're sounding. I 100% believe, you know, in what you're saying. And an average Igbo man is not a coward. And we must take the bull by the horn. If it means we are perishing, then so be it.
So
but
be it.
Enough is enough.
Nonsense.
And I agree with you, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. Dr. Egemba is there. Doctor, are you there? We have lost you, Chemefo.
Yes, I am. I am indeed. Well, the issue of whether Igbos are coward or not coward, the test of freedom is in the eating. If your people is being killed and subjected to inhumane condition, worse than that of an animal, as we normally always say, and you keep quiet, looking the other way around, theorizing, blogging, filling in and waiting for other people, white people, foreigners to come and intervene you as you have, you will be doing.
Just tell me, you're somewhere eating hamburger and you want somebody to intervene on your behalf when you're eating hamburger somewhere. That is absolute bunkum. Doctor, please, if you wait, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hi, my name is Chris. I'm calling from Dublin.
Chris from Dublin, go ahead, the world is listening.
Yes, I just want to say you people are doing great work. And we here in Dublin, we're gathering ourselves together. Myself, I have registered as a volunteer, and I'll start making my own contribution. And here we have many other Biafrans that have come up yesterday, Sunday, who have been listening to the radio, and we gathered together for the first time, and very soon we will be having a communication with you people in London to see where we can put our own effort from here.
Yes.
So that we can forge ahead, because we see victory on every side. Nigeria is going down. It's already been confirmed that the state is in a state of anarchy. Nothing is going in that place. Absolutely. So it's time for us to get our homeland in order so that we become a leader. That people will look and see, because God has given us intelligence, and we have the human capacity and the resources and the ability to be one of the greatest. So I thank you. I thank every member of Believe. I thank everyone that is listening, and I encourage them to continue to listen, because we're already in this the victory side. Biafra is a reality. It's something that is in the blood. And we are going to do it. We mean taking lives of us that have believed in those that have. We have our uncles and who died before. So it's time for people, for them to be recognized. So that is why we will continue to work hard until the justice is being done by granting us our freedom to live and do our things. Because in Biafra, we live, and in Biafra we will die. Exactly. Not in Nigeria. We will be in Biafra. So I thank you again. I thank you. I've been listening, and all the things that you are saying there encourage me, and they've been encouraging all some of our brothers here in Ireland. So we are gingered up, happy, and we are coming up as a team, as individual, to support the efforts.
Thank you very much. And I'm glad you have volunteered. We ask everybody to volunteer at Radio Biafra. If you're a talkative, if you believe in talk and no action, please do not listen to Radio Biafra. We don't need your type. We want people, men of action, women of action, people that say something and they do it. Not people that say something every year is press release after press release. We are past that type of rubbish. We are moving ahead. We have Nigeria where it hurts in court. For the very first time, Nigeria is being forced to acknowledge, to recognize, and give due legal credence to the word Biafra, and not people be facing trial. That is what we want. We are not joking. We're moving full steam ahead. Dr. Gemba is there, please. And we'll be rounding up very, very shortly. Doctor, what do you have to say, given what our brother have said from Ireland, please?
What our brother said in Ireland, of course, it is an issue that the editorial board of Radio Biafra is passionate about. We will continue to do our best to make sure that we remain focused. You have said it several times, we have said it on this station several times. We came into this struggle on our own pollen, on our own personal volition. We weren't corrupt. We weren't called in, we weren't fished in, invited to come and join the struggle. We took stand, we took action on the face of what is happening and around us, about our people. We say that, no, it cannot happen this way, that our people don't know what is happening around them, our people, they don't have knowledge, our people are ignorant. What can we do to address this? Hence, we put heads together and come up with Radio Biafra. And today, it is gradually, step by step, catching up. And with it, we hope to bring our people from the state of ignorance they are now, most of them are, to the point whereby they will at least wake up one morning, wake up every morning, to see things from a different light and take decisions and help to take decisions that will affect their life, if not now, in the very, very nearest future.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Brother is still on the line. So there is no problem. We'll be waiting here from the UK to hear from your people. God bless you and all of you working very hard for Biafra. We are very, very grateful that the great Biafran family is rising up. This is not the time for cowards. If you're a coward, please, you stay behind. Don't come to the front, because we want to go and meet the enemy head on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
All right.
It appears we have Chukwune Ebunezie on the line. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please, what have you been making of the program so far? We have been reaching everywhere. from Trinidad and Tobago to Canada, from Canada to Sweden, from Sweden to all over the world. There is Radio Biafra listeners this evening buoyed up, agitated, and wanting to take action to rescue us from slavery. Are you part of us?
Of course, I'm part and parcel of the whole package.
Wonderful.
Yes.
That is very.
I've been highly impressed with the interaction tonight.
Which I will ask you to please hold on where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is Kelechi Nwalo. I'm calling from the United States.
Kelechi Nwalo from the U.S. Which state are you in?
In Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. Go ahead. The world is listening to Radio Biafra this evening. Hello?
Baltimore, Maryland. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Wonderful. Please focus on your phone or your device. We are listening. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yes, I'm calling first of all, appreciate Radio Biafra and the wonderful and God's work you guys are doing over there in London.
Thank you.
And then to join issues with the fellow who called about the moderate or Southern Angry. And then, for saying that, it makes me boil in my mind as well. How can you talk about Biafra? How can you talk about what is happening to Biafrans and Zibuland and you don't feel a hot blood streaming out of your skin? How can you talk about Biafra and all the massacre, the things happening in Nigeria, and you don't feel offended and very, very upset? We are not apologizing to anybody. We are not being apologetic. The things that have happened to Biafrans in Nigeria and how a group of people think that they can get themselves the power, the right to rule others, and the power, right to do whatever they want to do to Biafrans in Nigeria.
Terrible.
That's what we are angry about, and that's what we want the world to know. I don't care how we present it. We're not apologizing to anybody. Please go ahead with what you're doing. I'm promising you that here in Baltimore, I'm going to use all the influence and all the powers I have in this Baltimore to organize people, to create awareness that Biafra has started and Biafra has been on, and there's a new revolution coming on to Biafra. And by the special grace of God, Biafra must come to be.
Amen.
And that's my prayer, and it will happen.
Amen. This is a revolution. In case people don't understand it, we are embarking on a revolution. A revolution means the overthrow of evil, the sweeping away of every satanic people, all the politicians who are descended from the pits of hell, people who are presiding over a neighboring state, 77% of unemployment. 77%. These are people that they are telling us that we are angry. People must not underestimate what we are capable of accomplishing. They have been saying before for very many years that Radio Biafra should enthuse our people, and we said to them, if we wake up the Biafran people, if Radio Biafra wakes up Igbo people, wakes up our youth from where they are, from their slumber, no force can contend. This is not 1970, not 1967, not 1968, not 69, not 70. We are saying that the world have moved on. What we are doing today, we cannot be able to do in 1970. We are broadcasting to everywhere in the world from London. In 1970, it wasn't possible. If you think that the tried and tested method of air, land, and sea blockade will work again, they are clearly mistaken. They must leave our people alone. Stop killing our people. We are not stopping Boko Haram from having an Islamic state. We must make that very clear. We support Boko Haram having an Islamic caliphate in Nigeria. We are not against them. But stop killing our people. If the presence of Igbo petty traders in the north is the one driving you to kill, you tell us and we withdraw our people from there. That's what we are saying. You don't have to kill Igbo petty traders in the north for you to make your point, for you to have your Islamic caliphate in the north. You can have your Sharia country all you like. I wish you good luck. In fact, I will even campaign for you to have it. Radio Biafra will campaign for you to have it with the express permission of the editorial board of Radio Biafra and the listeners. Please stop killing our people. You can have your Islamic caliphate state in the north. Do not kill our people. If you kill our people, you are making us more angry. And we have been saying it, and people are not taking notice. The day it will start, let people not say they were not warned. Let people not say they were not told. The killing of our people cannot continue as we continue to fold our arms. It is not possible. Our women are saying it from home that we are the ones wasting time, lagging behind. We are the ones who are a disgrace to our people, that Igbo men are not moving. We are saying no to that. We are rising up and we are coming to help our women who have been at the forefront of this battle for a very long time. Please, if you're listening to Radio Biafra this evening, we welcome you. Or we are about to close, as a matter of fact, and we'll go to Dr. Gemba to please give us the closing remarks. Of course, there are a lot of people queuing up to speak to us, but we have to bring the program to an end at some point. Please, Doctor. Dr. Gemba, are you there? No, I don't think Doctor is there. I don't think Doctor is there. Dr. Gemba, are you there?
Yes, I am. Oh, I am.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I am encouraged and continue to be encouraged every day when we receive a call from every part of the world concurring and agreeing to what we are doing. Now, of course, the revolution is on. You have two choices. So join the revolution, see what and participate actively in the revolution, or you sit by the wayside and watch.
Absolutely. And please, Doctor, whilst you're there, Uche Mefo, I believe we've been able to restore communication to him. Please, Uche, what do you have to say, because we are bringing the program to an end, please?
Yes, there is nothing more to say. Every caller, every contributor has said all at, that I want to say. But, well, having said that, I want to say a very big thank you again to people who have been remaining steadfast, who have been remaining convinced on the focused on what Radio Biafra stands for, which is the actualization and realization of sovereign state of Biafra. There is no going back on this project. We have done all we need to do. There is no going back. Nigeria has gone too far. Nigeria has done all it could. We have been provoked, we have been pushed to the wall. There is no going back, there is no negotiation about Biafra. It is Biafra or nothing else. It is Biafra or nothing else. Every Igbo man, every Biafran living in other parts of Nigeria should know, especially in the northern part of Nigeria, should know that there is no future for that person there. If you have your businesses there, begin to think of how to relocate it. Because these people are not your friends. These people are not your brothers. There is no future for you. The only solution is east, going eastward. God cannot come down from heaven to save us. God cannot come down from heaven to transport you from northern part of Nigeria to the east. You have to take that move. You have to take that bold step of faith. God has given us every enablement. And so on that note, I say good night to all dear friends and friends of Biafra until tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Uche Mefo, thank you very much. You're doing a sterling work. It is down to you that we are able to operate the way we do. On behalf of the entire Biafran people, I commend you on your magnanimity towards your people, your devotion, how you have converted your entire family. Of course, they were born with your blood, so it is not surprising that even the little ones are into Biafra and even planning to organize children's protests the same way that Okezie Ogu's children did in Australia. We have a few texts to read out here before we close. This is our station. We can run past 9 o'clock. It doesn't matter. This woman is a challenge to the Biafran Igbo men. We just have to go. There are calls coming in all over the place, all over the place. We just have to go back and develop our land. This is what Afi Buchik said, and our brother is concurring. That is Elisha Michael from Malaysia. Please, you can also text Radio Biafra. If there is any problem, you can text Radio Biafra. We can also read it out. This is from Odulemo Oloku, who texts in regular. Apart from Igbo, the other tribes in Biafra should be made to understand that they are free to speak their languages as well. Of course, very soon we'll bring you all the other languages here at Radio Biafra. We're not going anywhere. This is our brother Samuel Okoye from Dublin in Ireland. Please, director, could you give the Dublin caller my number or his number so that we can communicate in Ireland? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That is very great news. If you're tuning in, you're a bit late. I will go and take this call from Tukuni Ebunyeze Epa, as the case may be. And then after that, we'll be able to bring the proceedings to an end. Please, if you call us now, we may not be able to take your call, but you can come on Skype and we can continue the conversation on Skype as well as on Facebook. If you go there, we'll continue the conversation. Epa, what do you have to say? Because we are bringing the program to an end. We've overrun slightly, but this is ours. So what do you have to say, please?
I have a lot to say, but because we're running short of time, it's just that just to encourage all the members of the Lea Human Rights Initiative and the editorial board of Radio Biafra and all our listeners, whoever they are, that we are moving forward and there's no turning back forward ever, backward, never.
Never. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And from Dr. Gemba, please.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, listeners all over the world, thank you for listening and keep on listening. The revolution is on. Either you be part of it and we execute it together as we free our people, or you sit by the wayside and watch. The church is yours. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And from Amarachi as well, Mwada Amarachi Okpara, we are saying goodbye from London. Radio Biafra is on the air every evening at 7 p.m. I don't know why some of us claim that we are brave, but to come out and put our thoughts in the open is very difficult. Come and join us on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, type in Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra London, you should be able to join us. Add your friends to Radio Biafra Facebook page. Please go to the website at least 2 times every day, not just for you. Take your friends, ask them to log into www.radiobiafra.co. They will be amazed as to what they will find when they go to the website. This is Radio Biafra, where people are very, very angry because their kind is being killed in Nigeria. Thank you very much, wherever you are on this very planet Earth. Do not, no matter what you do, forget to join Radio Biafra tomorrow and ask your friends, ask your family, ask everybody that you know to come and join us as well. This is what we do every day of our life, to serve you in truth and honesty. We have nothing else to do than love for you. And to express that love, we are prepared to get Biafra by whatever means possible. Good evening from London and God bless you all.
We shall always reach.